This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit Washington next month. He was speaking during a phone call between the two leaders ahead of Biden's trip to Europe later this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Monday at the White House that the two leaders had the opportunity to talk at some length about all of the issues in the United States-Ukraine relationship. He said President Biden told the Ukrainian leader that the United States will stand up firmly for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Sullivan also said Biden told the Ukrainian president that he looks forward to welcoming him to the White House here in Washington this summer after he returns from Europe. Zelensky later confirmed that the U.S. president had invited him to visit in July. Ukraine is seeking from Washington additional military aid as it continues to battle Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. It also seeks backing for its bid for NATO membership. U.S. law enforcement officials say they have hit back at the Russian-based criminal network that caused gas pipelines to shut down across parts of the country last month. The Justice Department announced Monday it recovered $2.3 million worth of some $5 million Colonial Pipeline paid to the DarkSide Network following the ransomware attack. That attack resulted in fuel shortages along the U.S. East Coast. Colonial Pipeline, the target of the DarkSide May 7th attack, is the top fuel pipeline operator in the United States. It's responsible for about half of the fuel supply for the East Coast. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News.